So, my name's Benjamin Harris. I'm a drama teacher and teacher of media studies at Speyside High School.
Okay, how much does community radio feature in your media classes?
Not all that much, unfortunately. Radio of any kind isn't a huge feature. We do touch upon the basics of it, but we don't go into a great deal of detail. Mainly because, as a drama teacher, my expertise, my background is in film and screen acting, as opposed to radio. But also because not many pupils listen to radio on a large scale. They might listen to, drive time programs, music, and so on, but they don't listen to various different forms of radio. They won't listen to news or documentaries or dramas or comedies. They will mainly listen to a little bit a day, whereas their use of the internet or their exposure to film or TV is much greater. So those are the media that we focus on. I think that in some ways, radio has been overtaken, succeeded by the internet in the form of things like podcasts or YouTube, where there's much more fluidity, much more sort of scope for listening to programs when you want to, rather than having to tune in to their schedule. I mean, I personally listen to a lot of BBC radio programs through the podcasts, not through the radio. And I think that's maybe one of the reasons why they don't flock to the radio is because a lot of what they would listen to is available in more convenient formats.
So, what do you think the term community radio means personally, or what do you teach your pupils?
Well, community radio is a very locally based form of radio, I suppose. What I teach is that it's something that is created in and by and for a local community, either geographically or by interest group. It's something which doesn't have a far-reaching target audience. It doesn't have a broad scope. It's usually produced by volunteers, and will focus on very, very niche and specific issues. It's something which doesn't offer a public service in the way the BBC does, of a national import, but it's something which picks up on the important things that only affect. And I think community radio could be and would be a really good way to cement that community link. Even if you're not out there speaking to people, you'd still know what was going on. You'd know what was happening at the town hall. You'd know what was happening with the local people. You'd know, on the high street who was doing what. And it could give people a greater identity of togetherness. It could sort of enforce those tribal notions that would keep us from, hurting and ignoring each other. So I think it could be a very strong tool to cement the idea of community.
Cool, thank you very much.
Super, my pleasure.
Thanks for